I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Caravan of Garbage, where we take a look at something from the past. Maybe it's good, maybe it's Caravan of Garbage. That's the name of the show.
That's the dichotomy we face.
Correct. This episode, Mason, is on a very special comic, Star Wars issue 81.
When you say very special, do you mean special bad?
As in somebody you know who's been hit in the head.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm willing to listen. Here we go.
So basically, I want you to cast your mind back, Mason, to when Star Wars was at Marvel. And not when Star Wars was at Marvel now it is.
But many years ago, I remember.
Because it was a Dark Horse, but before it was a Dark Horse, it was at Marvel.
I remember.
In the 70s and 80s. Marvel picked it up at the very last minute, went, yeah, we'll do Star Wars comics. And it literally saved the company.
That's not surprising at all.
Yeah.
But basically, when you think about it, Marvel have survived through dumb luck more than anything
else. It's crazy.
Yeah,
how
right?
do they do it?
Yeah. Mm. Can I digress? If I sure. may digress. Do you know what the origin of She-Hulk and Spider-Woman are?
No.
They Marvel licensed out Spider-Man and the Hulk for TV, and then they discovered after licensing them out that any follow-up characters that were created on the TV series would be owned by the TV company. And since the $6 million man had resulted in the Bionic Woman, and that had been very successful, they're like, quick, make girl versions. Make it real quick. We don't want them to own the girl versions.
Right.
So they made Spider-Woman and She-Hulk.
Wow, what a world.
I know, right?
Dumb luck, mate.
Damn, these guys.
But this comic started by following the movies.
Oh, yes.
They're kind of fairly close adaptations, you know, in some respects. But then there was an issue faced after Return of the Jedi came out. And there was going to be no Star Wars comics.
So did this ran through all throughout the length?
This ran up to 86.
Wow. So ran all the length of the comic. Did they do like interim stuff? They must have done interim stuff in between the movies. Yeah.
Look, I didn't read a lot of it because a lot of it's very painful. Right. But this one I picked for a reason because it relates. It's a Han Solo story.
Yeah, right.
And it's a fun, rollicking adventure. Let me tell you that much, Mason.
You see, your voice said that, but your eyes were in pain.
And my arms are crossed.
They are crossed in the way that says, don't ask me any follow-up questions. I'm not willing to socialize. But you're going to have to.
That's it.
Because the recorder's on and we're producing content.
So basically, though, this issue picks up directly after the Ewok party of Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
So, you know, they've eaten all the stormtroopers.
Yeah, great.
They've picked their bones clean.
They've made a soup bowl out of their helmets and skulls, which are in their helmets.
And it's Han Solo begging some weird-looking dude in a spacesuit from the Rebellion for money. He's like, I've got debts to pay.
That seems undignified.
I thought so.
Also, wouldn't they have money?
Well, that comes up.
Remember the first time he saved the galaxy?
Yeah.
They just gave him tons of money, right?
And then he saved it again. So that, exactly. Yeah.
Where's he spending this money?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's not upgrading the ship or his wardrobe. Meow. But I mean, where's all the money going?
These are all good questions, Mason, that aren't answered.
Oh.
So basically, this guy, he's got a very weird face.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I already lent you some money on Hoth and you ever paid me back. Go to hell. And Han's like, come on, man, I blew up the shield generator. I let Lando borrow the Falcon. And the guy's
I'm
like,
I'm a legit hero.
And the guy's like, no, you know what? You're an asshole. You're not getting any money from me. And Han's like, yeah, well, I wouldn't bloody take your money anyway, you bloody prick or whatever.
He could probably just sell some of the scout walkers for scrap.
There's so many things he could do.
Copper wire's worth a lot.
He's a bloody...
Kids, if you're out there, just dig up some copper wire.
Yeah.
Just sell it on the black market.
Wear gloves.
Make a couple of bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So... a solution to the problem immediately presents itself because Princess Leia appears and goes,
I'm rich.
Gives him a hug. Yeah, exactly. She goes, A, I'm rich. I can lend you the money. Or B, you're in the rebellion. We have some money. We'll give it to you. And he's like, I'm a man who makes it on his own. I take this as great insult. I won't take anybody's money. And he storms off.
Great.
I mean, I guess because that would be.
Does he have severe memory issues? Does he have memento style memory issues? Like when somebody leaves the room, he forgets they exist?
Yeah, maybe.
Because he just begged for money, right?
Is it some kind of carbonite fever dream? I don't know what's going on.
Might be a carbonite fever dream. You're right.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, so he flips out. He walks off, even though, you know, he refuses to take the money, to take the charity from a woman.
Oh, see, I was just going to say that. It's probably that.
I don't know if that's what it is, but he's too proud. Maybe because he loves her too much or whatever. Yeah. But
surely Princess Leia could have slipped that guy the money.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Mason, do you want this comic to be over? Is that what you want?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, it's not.
All right.
So Luke, Lando, and Wedge roll up and they're all like, ah, remember the time we blew up the Death Star, you know, the thing that just happened.
Oh, sure,
but
yeah.
This comic does a really good
specifically
job.
Specifically the second Death Star. Yeah, we did it.
But there's a lot of like, remember this thing that just happened? Like, everybody's seen Star Wars. You don't need to keep recapping Star Wars, the character from Star Wars. And Princess Leia's like, yeah, Han's been a weird arsehole. I think maybe because he was frozen, it's affected him and he's missed out on a big chunk of his life and he's upset or whatever.
He's got brain problems.
He's got brain problems. And she's like, I'm worried about him. And they cut to Han and he's just thought ballooning all over the place, which is my favorite thing. And your favorite thing.
No, I disagree.
Yeah. And it's just him walking through the Millennium Falcon, just being like, my ship, the Millennium Falcon, the ship that I own, and I won it from Lando in a gambling game. And he touches the dice, the gold dice.
Yeah, right.
That's the reason why I picked this comic, because, you know,
it ties
in, all right?
And you can blow up one of those panels till it's super pixelated and use it as the thumbnail.
Correct.
It'll look awful, but people will get the reference.
They'll get the idea. So, you know, he's just recapping Star Wars in his head.
How long have these dice existed? How did I miss them?
They're in like 77. They're in the first.
There you go.
I thought they were new, but apparently not. So it's interesting that these popped up in a comic so long ago. Uh-huh. So anyway, Chewbacca sneaks up on him, gives him a hug.
This guy's your equivalent of the things you must have missed.
Absolutely, it is.
they put it in comics back in the day.
Yeah. He does. He gets a hug from Chewbacca that he doesn't deserve, but you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever. So anyway, it's kind of a weird, but it's a welcome, you know, pause in this breakneck narrative, you know.
Sure,
This hug that they put in. Yeah. So Han and Leia leave for Tatooine with R2-D2.
Okay.
He leaves Chewbacca behind because he's like, Chewie wants to learn some hunting techniques from the Ewoks, so he's going to hang out there.
Even though
he can literally tear an arm off a man. But hey, whatever. He's going to learn some hunting techniques from little bears who throw rocks.
He wants to know how to twirl a little catapult.
Maybe he just wants some Stormtrooper recipes. I don't know.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah.
And Leia's
he wants
like,
to bring him back to his weird wife.
Yeah, that's
his
right.
weird wife Lumpy or whatever her name was.
Yeah, that's right. And Leia's all, did you bring me along, you know, because you're lonely? And he's like, no way, sweetheart. I'm the Han Solo everyone knows and loves. He's learnt nothing. Like it's just like the Han Solo from the first Star Wars film.
Well, that's the one we like the most.
I guess it is, yeah. I like the one who got stabbed to death, but whatever. Anyway, he's like, look, we're going to Tatooine for a reason. A, because it's a planet that everybody remembers.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I've got some money stored there, which I was going to give to Jabba the Hutt. And I thought it was going to be like buried somewhere or hidden in a canteen or under a bar stool, but it's just at a bank.
Wait a second. So how was it he couldn't get to the bank last time?
I don't know, because it was in an asteroid field.
He could have said, hey, Jabba.
Yeah. Go to the bank.
Go to the bank. Put on a Han Solo. Put on a fun disguise, like a vest.
Put Bib Fortuna in a vest.
Exactly. And just have him get my money. That's the money for you, mate. I've found a plot hole already.
I know. It's crazy, right? Yeah. And as they're kind of, you know, heading there, or I can't remember, or when they're already there, he's like, oh, I remember the time we were on Tatooine and we killed Jabba the Hutt. You specifically strangled him, Princess Leia, and Boba Fett fell into the Sarlacc pit, and she's not like, yeah, that happened like 3 days ago.
I
do remember that thing that happened to us. They're just recapping Star Wars. So we also then see a flashback of what happened after the Sarlacc, after everyone went into the Sarlacc.
Oh.
And we see a Boba Fett-shaped figure. It's Boba Fett.
That's Boba Fett.
Get burped out of the Sarlacc.
Yeah, nice.
And we see, and he's lying in the sand, and the Jawas recover him. And
I think I've seen that frame. I think I've seen those panels before, yeah.
And they think that he's a droid or some kind of hybrid android man or something. Oh, yeah. They're not really sure. So they chuck him on the sand crawler. Like, we'll get back to this, you know.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this. So while Leia's waiting for Han in the bank, she gets
all those long bank lines. I know, it's a nightmare.
She gets approached, and it's very heavily implied that the alien who approaches her thinks she's a prostitute. There's a panel we don't see, but then it's her going, Oh no, I'm not standing here working. I'm waiting.
Right, okay, sure, yeah.
And she mentions that, let me tell you this, since Jabba the Hutt died, I don't know if you know this, but someone strangled him to death. It was a big deal on this planet.
Yeah.
This town's gone absolutely bananas. Like, everyone's out of control and vying for power. Even the Jawas, they're just loose units, mate. They're as dangerous as the sand people. They're shooting up a storm. They're stealing scrap. They're bloody madmen, mate, running about in the barrens.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, by the way, did I mention that this comic is called Jawas of Doom? I think I didn't mention that.
You didn't mention it, and I know that because if you had, I wouldn't be here. I would have left already, or maybe I'd be intrigued. It's a mystery.
I think so. So anyway, when Han goes to the bank, the woman says, you can't access your money because the money's frozen, because the person who owns this account, we found out, was also frozen. So he froze the money.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, but I'm not frozen.
Your money's been carbonated.
That's right, yeah.
So
Here it is. Chip it out of this block. No. But so he can't access it, so he storms out, and Leia's like, Did you get the money?
He steals a pen on the, he tries to steal a pen on the way, but they're all in those chains.
Yeah.
Can't get to him.
So then Princess Leia says, let's go grab a drink. And so they sit down for a drink. He tries to make her not come into the bar. He's like, this isn't a bar for a lady. And she's like, go fuck yourself, whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
So they sit down together. And then she's like, oh, we'll just get R2-D2 to talk to the bank computer. So they go to find R2-D2. They go back to the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
But R2-D2's been stolen by Jawas.
Again?
Jawas of Doom, yes. Wow. Again. I didn't think of that, but you're absolutely right. That's a big point of that first Star Wars film,
yes,
isn't it?
Sir.
I've forgotten. So they swipe two speeders from some guy who doesn't deserve it.
Sure, yeah.
They fly off after the sand crawler. And meanwhile, R2-D2 on the sand crawler recognizes Boba Fett and he freaks out. He's like, oh shit, it's that fucking guy.
I should use one of my flamethrowers or one of my many inbuilt weapons and destroy him.
Yeah, I should use that bladed, cut his throat, Mason. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but Boba Fett, then you realize, because he's been hit in the head or half digested.
Yeah.
He looks fine, but he's got amnesia.
Right,
so
sure.
He's just kind of sitting there dazed. He's not doing much. Mm-hmm. So they start circling the old
wagons.
The wagons. They're getting their speeders around the sand crawl, and they start blasting at it. And the Jawas are shooting back with them, the lasers, and they're like, oh shit, these guys really have gone rogue, mate. This planet's out of control. You know what I mean? So then Han Solo leaps from his speeder onto the sandcrawler, and it explodes.
That's a very Harrison Ford move.
Leia gets shot by sand people who are also coming in.
Yeah, right.
It's a whole lot of laser shooting.
It's a bunch of greatest hits.
It's so much action, Mason. Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. I wish you could see it. I mean, people watching the video can see it.
They can see it. I can't see it. Yeah, I just have to use the imaginarium of my mind.
Absolutely.
Which is just stick figures.
Yeah.
It's no good.
So Han's up there, and then he gets winged by a bloody laser from a sand person. He's like, ah, no good. And then Leia shouts out to him, oh no, Han Solo, the tread on the sand crawler, it's locked, and you're barreling towards one of the three things in the desert. It's the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, so, right. Oh, sure, right.
What are the chances?
But
why not? Mm. So they're heading.
Do you think the Sarlacc pit could eat a whole Jawa sand crawler?
You're about to find out, Mace.
Wow. Look, this is, if it does, that's worth the price of admission on its own.
Yeah, absolutely. So as he's steering towards it, Han Solo jumps down. The Jawas have bailed. They've had enough.
Yeah.
And he sees Boba Fett and he's like, oh, this is this guy. No. And Boba Fett doesn't recognize him and goes,
amnesia.
Yeah, amnesia. And so Han Solo gets Boba Fett to boost him out.
Oh, like a couple of friends.
And then pass him R2-D2. And then he reaches down. He's like, look, he's my enemy, but this guy's clearly been hit in the head. So
yeah, right.
I'll help him out. And I did throw him into that monstrous pit.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes to help him out, and then suddenly it clicks in Boba Fett's head, and he's like, that's
Boba
Han Solo.
Fett. Yeah, sure, yeah, right.
I'm Boba Fett, and that's Han Solo. So he shoots at him, he misses, Han Solo jumps free, and the whole entire sand crawler with Boba Fett in it just tumbles back into the Sarlacc.
Wow.
So the status quo is returned in terms
perfect.
Of Boba Fett's...
Nice. And no one ever spoke of it ever again.
That's right. And then Han says,
it's a real Armin Tamzarian situation.
That's really that moment, yeah. And Han just goes, you know what? I tried. Let's bounce.
Sure, yeah.
And so they leave, and that's That's the end.
That's the tooth.
Very much so.
The Sarlacc tooth.
The Sarlacc tooth. So there's an incredibly amusing panel of the entire sound crawler just getting gobbled up.
The Sarlacc's really that big.
Well, you see it fall in, and you don't really see it completely slip away, but it seems like that it's completely gone.
Okay, right. Yeah. That'd really fill up a Sarlacc,
it
I
would,
feel.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. So you can't burp that out, can you?
No.
So they've really gummed up the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think of that, Mason? The Jawas of Doom.
Sounds bad. Yeah. I like how you went, what did you think about that? And then you took a big sip of water. Like, what did you think I was going to think of it? Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Look, man, it's kind of fun. Like, yeah, all right. I enjoy it. It's just a ridiculous story.
That is fascinating to me, though, that they went, okay, well, it's 1983 and we don't have any more Star Wars stuff on the horizon. So what we'll do is we'll bring back one of our most visually interesting villains and then kill him again straight away.
Yeah, right.
I'm in the sure exact same again. Manner that he was killed in the last one. Incredible.
I mean, what are the chances? There's three things in the desert. There's Obi-Wan's heart. There's wherever Luke lives. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jabba's palace, there's four. And there's the Sarlacc. Like, that's... What are the chances?
Slim.
Imagine if they were slowly careening towards Obi-Wan's hut. Imagine.
That's right. Imagine seeing that beautiful structure, that legendary structure destroyed. I guess the moisture farm. I know that burned down, didn't it?
It burnt down, yeah. Right. What a world. Anyway, that's Caravan of Garbage. We hope you enjoyed this. We actually do these every Tuesday. And we also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet, which is just similar, just us spinning our wheels or whatever we kind of talk about. Movies, comics, TV shows.
Our treads are locked. Yeah. And we got to talk about movies and comics and TV shows before we fall into a pit.
You better bloody believe it.
The pit is no one listening anymore.
There's a bunch of Caravan of Garbage episodes linked at the end of this. Nice. And there's also videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Please subscribe and like, Mason.
I will.
Okay, good. Nice. And everybody else can?
I guess.
Okay.
Unless I get the last subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I might be nearly full, actually.
Then it's one in, one out.
Yeah.
You've got to wait for somebody to unsubscribe, and then you can subscribe.
Get in quick.
Mm.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.